mean, we know that we've had one of the bloodiest long weekends. 40 lives claimed due to shootings and stabbings on the Cape Flats. We also know that finally the president ordered Becky Keller, the minister of police, to agree to the deployment of the army in some of our areas most affected by gang violence, drug peddling and the rest of it. But how effective has it been? Delft, one of those hot spots. So to get the latest about what's happening in the Delft community and to find out, you know, whether the army is indeed making a difference, Pastor Charles George, chairperson of the Delft Community Policing Forum. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. How are you doing?
I'm always good. I'm always good. Thank you for asking. Trust you well as well. Now, let's talk about the situation on the ground. Everybody, lots of fanfare. The pom-poms were brought out. Is Delft benefiting from the benefit of the army at the moment? Is the back of gangsterism potentially going to be broken temporarily?
Well, you know, as I always say, that if you are a fruit inspector and you come out into a community like Delft and examine the fruit, then you don't need to be a rocket scientist to kind of see what type of tree you're dealing with.
Mm.
So on Friday night, we personally patrolled with SAPS, law enforcement, the army, traffic police, in Delft area.
Yeah.
And while we were walking around, we interviewed a couple of people, and just to get their first-hand opinion and understanding of the army in Delft. And we had lots of mixed reactions, lots of traumatized children as well. You know, when the army pulled up at the Tebelicha tsunami area, those kids just started running for no apparent reason.
Mm.
And I think at the moment, you know, it's not working for us, because if the army is deployed on the one side of Delft, on the other side of Delft, the shootings and stuff take place. So, you know, I still feel that it's not effective enough. And as I said earlier, you know, have a look at the amount of killings and murders and that while the army is present in the community.
Okay, so the underlying infection is not being treated, and this is just a little plaster over a gaping wound. How would you fix it, though?
You know, I am a firm believer that we need African solutions for African problems. There is a lot of good people in our community, people with bright ideas. We only need to give these residents just a option to put their proposals on the table and for government to listen to them. You know, on the one side, we're very blessed in Delft in the sense of we're just recruiting more and more neighborhood watch groups. More and more people are standing up. I firmly believe that if we incentivize good behavior in the community, if we start to ask government to get tough policies in place that can be carried out by our justice systems, including SAPS, law enforcement, Metro Police, and other crime-fighting outfits, you know, we desperately need policy changes by aggressively policing lower crimes as well. You know, as we were out on Friday night, you know, I'm talking about looking at young people. I'm talking about boys around about 12 years old walking openly with their beer bottles, drinking and drunk, walking in the middle of the vehicles as we were patrolling and that. So we need to look at this lower levels of crime. Now, I'm not saying that drinking and murder should be classed the same. I know there's two totally vastly different crimes, but we need to start to look at taxi drivers, you know, taxi guards getting out at the police station, peeing against the wall.
Okay, so it's like a broken window system where, you know, you deal with the smaller crimes, and, you know, if people see you policing those smaller crimes, it's going to be more difficult for them to perpetrate the more heinous ones.
That's right.
But I mean, is anybody listening to you?
Well, I think you know, if you look at the marches and stuff that's taking place, you know, we're at a point where the residents are, you know, it's getting to boiling point. Everybody is frustrated. We have tens of thousands of people following us on our Facebook page, commenting, you know, and we're asking, let's use technology, let's use social platforms, let's collect the data, put the data on the table, and they say, like, this is what we have to deal with. So, you know, there is a lot of people that is starting to really get fed up with the situation in Delft.
And we need to be efficient about these sort of things as well, because if inaction is going to get people killed, so is the process to get action going in the first place. So we need to be a little bit more nimble and agile as well. But Pastor Charles George, thank you for your time and all the good work that you do in your community. And that is the chairperson of the Delft Community Policing Forum.